that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. It may sound different this week. It has been an absolute nightmare this weekend at the Velasquez household. Friday night, I went to grab the laptop to record a show, went to unplug it, and it was sitting on the arm of the recliner. Ended up falling on the ground, landing, of course, it would land on the charge port where it was plugged in, and now the laptop doesn't work. So I had to go out and buy a new laptop, and man, I don't know about this thing, man. See, I'm getting all these sounds all of a sudden. I am hoping this is not a horrible purchase. It is supposed to be a better laptop than what I had before, but I, so far, am not impressed. So if you hear any strange sounds, it's me trying to figure out how to work this thing. I apologize. I hope it doesn't take away from the show, because this week's show is going to be, well, it's going to be a hard show for me to do. The reason for that is I'm going to talk about COVID, because apparently COVID is all anybody wants to talk about. But the reason I'm going to talk about COVID is because we have to talk about the vaccinated. We have to talk about the vaccinated, what is going on with them, and what is going to happen to them. Because there are things coming out that are not being put out to the mainstream that, listen, I have the majority of my friends, all of my family are vaccinated. I do not want to see what I am going to tell you about happen. But if what is happening now is any indication, it's going to happen. And it's not going to be fun. We are going to be in a world of hurt. So I want you to stay with me, because this show is going to be, it's going to be hard for me to talk about, as I said. But there is a definitive outrage right now. And it starts at the president. The president continues to tell everybody this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's not. If what we're being told is true, that 70 to 75% of the country has been vaccinated, our numbers across this country should not be skyrocketing. But yet they are. We are being lied to. We are being manipulated. And there is one nefarious reason why it is happening. And I'm going to talk about that today. So what I want you to do is sit back, relax, open that mind. Because what I'm going to tell you today, and what I want all my listeners to do, and some of you guys, when I ask you to send me some info via ghostseeker4@charter.net, again, that email is ghostseeker4@charter.net, I have a core group of people that will do it. I want to do a non-scientific poll of my audience. Go to ghostseeker4@charter.net. Send me an email. Let me know if you are vaccinated. Because I want to know who I'm talking to here. Is my audience unvaccinated? Is my audience half vaccinated? Is my audience fully vaccinated? Or is my audience just nobody wants to be vaccinated? Everybody that's listening to this show has somebody that is very, very dear to them that has been vaccinated. And this is going to be hard to listen to. I'm not going to lie to you. But you need to hear what I'm going to say. Because what we're being told by the mainstream media and by our president is an out-and-out lie. What we're being told by these doctors on the radio and on TV is an out-and-out lie. And they are breaking the Nuremberg Rule. Now, we'll be getting into that later on in the show, but again, this is going to be a tough show. And if you have loved ones that are vaccinated, it's going to be a tough show to listen to. But I need you to sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
I'm so sorry. Say it one more time. Do you feel my love? Yeah, I know you're mine. I'm so sorry. Say it one more time.
Do you feel and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me, there are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's all you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself all night that I'm addicted, but I'll be fine. That I'm inflicted to what is right. Yeah,
okay, so there is no doubt that since early 2020, this world is not the world. This isn't where we expect to be living. This isn't normal. You entered the Twilight Zone. I want to go over a Twitter post from December 12, 2001. It's an altercation in Germany between a police officer and a man who was unvaccinated. And again, you know you've entered the Twilight Zone when things like this are happening in your area. So this person was out and about, and the police officer came up to this man, asked apparently if he was vaccinated, and the man said no. And the police officer basically said, you are a criminal because you are unvaccinated. The police officer insisted that the unvaccinated man was a murderer because he might infect someone and that he's not a human. Again, this just happened not even a month ago, December 12th, 2021. Now, in response to this officer telling this unvaccinated man that he is a murderer, the unvaccinated man tells the cop that he's the one who has lost all humanity. Who would have thought in this day and age that we would ever see the day where just regular people who chose not to inject themselves with an unproven, non-tested, quote-unquote, vaccine, we would be labeled as murderers and not human. At this point, it's beyond irrational. But then again, this insanity does not obey reason. And according to Professor Matthias Desmet, a Belgian psychologist, the world has indeed been hypnotized into a state of mass psychosis. Now, mass formation psychosis is the explanation for how the Germans accepted the atrocities by the Nazi Party in the 1930s. And it's the explanation for why so many around the world support these unproven, unsubstantiated, untested vaccines and why they want to dehumanize those of us who have not been vaccinated. It's mass psychosis. So psychosis is when people lose contact with reality. Mass formation psychosis is when a large part of the society focuses its attention to a leader or a series of events. And you could say this quote-unquote pandemic is a series of events. And they turn their attention and focus on one small point or one issue, which is the pandemic, the unvaccinated, the anti-maskers. Followers can be hypnotized and be led anywhere, regardless of any data proving otherwise. Now, a key aspect of this phenomena is that the people they identify as the leaders, in other words, the ones that can solve the problem or the issue, or in this case, the pandemic, they will follow those leaders regardless of any new information or data. Right now, you are seeing that. Furthermore, anybody who questions those leaders' narrative, they are attacked and disregarded. We are definitely seeing that today. We are being subjected into a form of mass formation psychosis. Now, there are four key components needed for an environment to experience a mass formation psychosis. The first one is people lose social bonds or they lose social connections. We all remember March 2021 through the summer and even afterwards, we were locked down. We were shut out of going to work, integrating into society, being part of society. We were told, do not go over to people's houses. Do not celebrate the holidays. This business can't open. This bar can't open. You can't go out of your house. That is step number one. Step number two is lack of sense making. Your things don't make sense. I know a lot of you have said this. You've said it to me and other people have said it to you. I don't understand what's going on here. The rules that we're being told don't make sense. Nobody can make sense of this quote-unquote pandemic. And the third component needed is free-floating anxiety or a general sense of uneasiness that is not tied to any particular object or specific situation. There are an abundance of people that are living in fear. They're afraid of getting sick. They're afraid of being around people. They're afraid of going out. They are afraid of living their life. And that leads us to free-floating psychological discontentment. Nobody's happy anymore. Everybody's on edge. Everybody just doesn't feel right. How many times? I mean, listen, the last 2 years, we just celebrated Christmas. I just mentioned it. How many people have you been hearing say, man, it doesn't even feel like Christmas? How many families do you know that didn't get together for fear that they might catch the virus? We are in the midst of mass formation psychosis. There is a large number of this population in this country that will just take what our leaders, the Biden administration, doctors, nurses, Big Pharma, anybody, any of these doctors you see on TV and hear on the radio, they take what they say verbatim. There's no other alternative to what they say. I've said it before. I'll say it a million times. I'll say it till I die. These doctors and these nurses that you hear on the radio and see on TV that are promoting this vaccine, they're promoting it as safe and effective. They have no idea. Here in Michigan, I'm sure it's in every state and every country that's listening now. We're now getting children on TV telling us, I want to have the vaccine to keep my family safe. This is a form of child abuse. Every single person that I talk to, and now granted, I tend to congregate around people who do not mask up and who have not been vaccinated, but everybody I talk to, and even people who have been vaccinated, they're like, I'm not giving this to my child. And what that commercial is that commercial is sick. It is disgusting. It is a form of child abuse. It is propaganda in its highest form. When you hear the word propaganda, what do you think? You think of Nazis. You think of Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda master. We are in the midst of one of the biggest propaganda campaigns, at least since World War II, or if not in the history of this world, because you see it every day. You see family and friends. You used to get together with these family and friends all the time. Now, they won't come over. They don't want to be around you because you're not vaccinated. You don't want to wear a mask. Followers, when these mass formation psychosis followers, when they participate in this strategy to deal with this pandemic, the people who were once outgoing, were your best friends, they now revert to a negative mental state, I guess you would call it. They don't want to be around you. They don't feel safe around you. They have been told a lie. They bought into that lie. They are living in fear. They are having a psychotic episode right now. I know it sounds harsh. Trust me, many, many of my family feel this way. I have nieces who will not come around any other member of the family other than their mother and father for fear that they're going to get sick or the kids are going to get sick. 2019, nobody would have cared. If we had a cold, people were still coming around. Even people, when they had the flu, people were like, we'll come around. We'll stop by. We'll just kind of hang out. Now, it doesn't matter if you're sick or not. These people are psychotically deranged. That's a harsh word, psychotically deranged. But their whole demeanor, their whole mental state has changed because they have been drilled that if you are unvaccinated, that unvaccinated person could be a murderer because that unvaccinated person can get you sick. And here is where the main topic of the show comes in. Is it really the unvaccinated that are causing this pandemic? Because again, when we are being told that 70 to 75% of this country is vaccinated, but it is this 25 to 30% of the holdouts that are unvaccinated that are causing this surge in the coronavirus cases across the country, it's a lie. It's an absolute lie, but there is a majority of the people that are out there. I wouldn't even call them a majority. We'll call them half. Half of the people out there, they believe that. And they look at us. They look at us not wearing a mask. How many of my listeners listening right now, how many of you have been in a store or in a public place berated by somebody wearing a mask because you are not wearing a mask? You don't care about anybody but yourself. Even though there is ample proof, ample studies, peer-reviewed studies that show that these masks that people are wearing, these cloth masks, these neck gaiters, they don't help. They don't help at all because the virus is smaller than what these masks can filter. But these people, they listen to Fauci. They listen to CNN. They listen to Biden. And they think that these people, because they are in a position of authority, apparently, that they have all the answers. But they refuse to listen to Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough. They refuse to listen to them, Dr. Zelenko, Vladimir Zelenko. They refuse to listen to them because they are being chastised by the medical field because they are going against what Big Pharma, and don't think this has nothing to do with pharma making their money. Do you really think Fauci gives a rat's ass about you? He has flip-flopped more times than a fish out of water, and it always coincides with what is going to make him more money. He could care less. He's a media whore. And all he cares about is his exposure, his profits, and how much power he can control. How much power he has over these mass psychosis people. The issue we're running into is the stigmatism and this dehumanization, I guess, of the unvaccinated, when you look at it, it becomes even more irrational when you consider that this COVID vaccine, it doesn't prevent infection and it doesn't stop the virus. Remember when the virus or when the vaccine first came out was April, March or April of 2020? We were told you get your one Johnson & Johnson or your two Pfizer and Moderna shots, you're good. You can take off that mask. You can re-enter society. You can do whatever you want because you are vaccinated. And people were still a little skeptical, but they kept pushing it. They kept pushing it, telling you it's safe and effective. It's 98% effective. I remember that. And I'm like, well, maybe this is not a bad thing. But I'm still not taking it because I have no idea what's in it. And when it first came out, I couldn't get it because I wasn't 50. And then the first breakthrough cases came in, and they were rare. They were rare breakthrough cases, just an abnormality, nothing to worry about. And then 3, 4, 5 months down the road, more and more vaccinated people were getting sick with COVID. And then the narrative was, well, you know, if they didn't have the vaccine, you would be dead now. Which there's no proof, we have no idea, but that's the narrative, and people were telling me that all the time. Oh yeah, I got COVID, but thank God I got the vaccine because I would be dead by now. You really think so? A virus that has a 99.8% survivability rate, and you're going to be that 0.2? Listen, I am not the epitome of health, and I survived it. And listen, there are people that have died of COVID. I get that. But you will find most, if not all, people that have died of COVID have had underlying medical conditions that exacerbated the COVID. But these people who have received one, two, or even three or four doses of this vaccine are still contracting the virus. And as we go on, as this quote-unquote pandemic goes on, the number of vaccinated people that are getting infected continues to grow. And they're spreading it to the vaccinated people and, more importantly, to the unvaccinated people alike. So what is the point of these vaccine mandates? They do nothing. These vaccines are doing nothing unless you choose to inject an untested substance in your body for the rest of your life. Because right now, as I mentioned earlier, when the vaccines first came out, we were told Moderna 98%, Johnson & Johnson 97% or something. I mean, amazing efficacy rates. Amazing. And then they kind of went down. They went down. They went down. And all of a sudden, all these breakthrough cases started coming in. And they found out that after 4, 5, 6 months, the efficacy rate was down below 30%. So now you need a booster. That booster only lasts 3 months, and then you need another booster that you might have to get in through 2, 3 months. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. But yet, we haven't even thrown the variants into the equation now. Because this Omicron variant, apparently the vaccines, they don't protect you from it. And people are freaking out about this. What happened to people? Because prior to 2020, we realized at some point during the year, there is a very good chance that we're going to get sick. We might get a cold. We might get the flu. We might get pneumonia or bronchitis. But you know what? It was a part of life. We looked at it as, oh, well, you know, I'm going to get sick. I hope I don't get sick. I'll take my vitamins and hopefully the vitamins make it easier or stop it from getting sick. But now we can't even get sick now. People are walking around with masks, berating those who are unvaccinated for fear of this Omicron variant, which, oh my God, it will give you a stuffy nose. It will get you congested. It may give you a headache or maybe, God forbid, a scratchy throat. You may have a cold, which is essentially what this Omicron variant is. But people are freaking out because why? That's all you see. That's all you hear 24/7. We are being conditioned to fear this virus. I absolutely pray that this Omicron variant overtakes Delta, because Delta Delta ain't no joke. Delta was what I had, and it sucked. And unfortunately, Delta took out quite a few people. And hey, lo and behold, we found out quite a few of those were vaccinated. But we won't go into that because that's not important because Omicron's here. I hope Omicron becomes the dominant variant because at that point, you're going to get a cold. And listen, if you had COVID, it is being found that Omicron will get past your natural defenses. If you have the vaccine, you're going to get sick. Every single one of us are going to get sick with COVID. And some people are going to take that as a death sentence. Oh, my God, I got COVID. It's the Omicron variant. I got a stuffy nose. I got a headache. I got a sore throat. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. While the majority of us are going to be like, man, I got a cold. We would have worked. We would have gone out. We would have done any. Our lives wouldn't have changed if these symptoms would have hit us in 2019. But because the media and the government and Fauci's fool ass are constantly on the airwaves telling us how dangerous and how deadly this is, there are people out there that actually believe this. And you're going to sit there and tell me that, oh my God, pediatric hospitalizations are up 40%. Okay, it's December. We've had a lot of snow. Because keep in mind, they don't tell you what they're in for. They, you know, how many of these kids are in there for broken arms? They fell on the ice or playing hockey or on sledding. How many of those are in there? But they're going to count that as hospitalizations. Why? Because that inflates the numbers. You don't think that happens? Look at how many death certificates stated died of COVID. He was killed in an auto accident. Well, he had COVID in his system. You know, I lost my mom February of 2020 to cancer. And I am thankful, I will always be thankful, that she did not have COVID in her system at that time because I would have been infuriated. Because even though the cancer took her, she fought it valiantly. She fought it for years and years and years. And, you know, she knew she was going, and she never let on. And if she would have been listed as dying from COVID, I would have lost my shit, honestly. But we know that these hospitals were inflating numbers because they were getting financial assistance from the federal government whenever they had a COVID case or a COVID death. With the hospitals not doing elective surgeries, they weren't having in-person doctor's visits, their influx of cash and income was going down the drain. So they basically had to figure out a way to get more cash. And they're like, well, unfortunately, this person did not survive this car accident, but, well, they tested positive for COVID, so we're going to put COVID down there. And don't think it didn't happen, because there are many, numerous instances where that has been proven to be a factual statement. The proof is becoming overwhelming that the vaccinated are perpetuating this pandemic. When we come back, I'm going to give you some information that proves that the vaccinated are not helping this pandemic. They're actually continuing this pandemic and hurting the rest of us who are unvaccinated. So sit back, relax, open that mind. Your mind is going to be blown in this next segment. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
I was alive, going down for the summer with my eyes open wide. God knows I tried. I can't get back the feeling of the very first time. I was that guy, switching lanes, motherfucker, middle finger to the sky.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Singing the blues.
Okay, one thing I want to start this segment off with is I have not even touched on, and here's where I do. I've not even touched on natural immunity. There are more than 80 studies out there that have confirmed that natural immunity to COVID-19 is equal or superior to what you get from the jab. This conforms to the well-established medical science, so it's no surprise, as it shouldn't be a surprise. But for the first time ever in modern medical history, natural immunity is being portrayed as having no benefit whatsoever. Even worse, those of us with natural immunity are being labeled as dangerous and shunned and even fired from their jobs for failing to get a shot of a vaccine that offers less protection than those of us with natural immunity. If you listen to Fauci, if you listen to the CDC, the WHO, hell, you even listen to the doctors and nurses on the radio and TV in the Biden administration, they claim only the vaccinated are protected, and only the vaccinated can protect others. That's even though over 80 studies have confirmed that it is those of us with natural immunity, we are the ones that are the most protected, and we are the ones that do not pose a risk to others. And here's the reality. Here's the truth of the situation. Natural immunity, it is long-lasting. It protects against all variants and will not contribute to the creation of variants. The same cannot be said for the COVID vaccine. We now have clear evidence that these shots offer at most 6 months worth of protection, at which the relative risk for contracting COVID, it drops to zero. The Pfizer jab, it went from 92% effectiveness at day 15 through day 30 to 47% effectiveness at day 121 through 180, and zero offered no protection from day 201 and beyond. The Moderna shot had a similar trajectory, being estimated at 59% from day 181 onward. The AstraZeneca injection had a lower effectiveness out of the gate. It waned faster than the other shots and had no detectable effectiveness as of 121 days. That is 4 months. We are being mandated. People are losing their jobs. They're losing their livelihoods. They're being destroyed over a vaccine mandate where you get a shot. It'll last maybe 3-4 months, but then you have to get boosters. So what is the definition of vaccinated now? Here in Michigan, Michigan and Michigan State Universities, you cannot go watch an indoor sporting event at either one of those universities unless you are vaccinated. Does anybody else find it funny that these little mandates occurred right after both teams' football seasons were over? You can fit 80 to 110,000 people, one on top of each other, watching football, but nope, not indoors. You can't be indoors, or you can't go to these sporting events indoors unless you're vaccinated. Can you see the ineptness of these rules? There is no rhyme or reason. You can put 110,000 people crammed together in Michigan Stadium, but you can't go to a 5,000-seat hockey stadium indoors and not be vaccinated. There's no rhyme or reason, and that's how it's been throughout this whole pandemic. But we talked about the waning efficacy of these shots. Now, aside from this waning efficacy, the fact is that the virus is mutating within vaccinated populations. If you have had COVID, it is generally accepted and generally found that at least 27 different variations of this virus you are going to be protected from. If you have the vaccine, you're protected from one, the original strain. This is why so many of the vaccinated are now getting sick. And I'll give it to you. I will even give it to you that those of you who are vaccinated, for the first month or two, if you catch COVID during the first month or two, because you still can, Even if you're vaccinated, you're still going, you still have the possibility of spreading it and getting it. Even if you do, I'll give you, okay, you may have lesser symptoms. But why in God's name are we mandating a vaccine that doesn't stop you from spreading it? It doesn't stop you from getting it. As a matter of fact, those of you who are vaccinated have a greater likelihood of spreading it. And really, especially against those of us who have already had COVID, you have a greater likelihood of getting it. Why is natural immunity not being considered in this? Listen, the vaccines, we've heard all about the side effects of these vaccines. Why are we not hearing? Question, why are there no opposing views to the vaccine on TV or on radio? All you ever hear is how safe and how effective the vaccine is, right? Why are there no commercials out there that say, hey, this vaccine has side effects. It can cause strokes. It can cause blood clots. It can cause myocarditis. It can cause death. We never hear that. Name one medical commercial where you have not had some guy talking at the speed of light telling you all the side effects of that medication. You don't. You have to. That is a law. You have to disclose all the side effects possible of that medication. Except when it comes to this vaccine. Shouldn't that be a red flag? I mean, aside from the fact that they don't have to release their findings of long-term or short-term side effects for the next 75 years, that should be a huge red flag. But shouldn't that be a red flag? You never see a counter-argument to these vaccinations. All you see are pro, all you hear are pro-vaccination. And when they do talk about them, the first time since all of these medical medicinal commercials have been on, you don't hear the side effects. I would love to have these idiot doctors and nurses that are out there touting how safe and effective it is. Tell them at the end of the commercial, hey, it's safe for pregnant and lactating women, but it might cause blood clots, hypertension. It might cause myocarditis. It might hurt your newborn baby. It might kill you. I mean, honestly, doctors and nurses that are on TV and on radio promoting this, if you're going to line your pockets, at least be truthful about it, because this is exactly what it is. It's lining their pockets, because if they as a doctor or nurse can go up there and honestly think that this is safe and effective, then they shouldn't be in the field, because any layman knows that you have to have trials, lengthy, years and years of trials to determine if this drug, if this vaccine is safe and effective. So for these idiots to come on TV and on the radio and tell us it's safe and effective, at least be honest and tell us the side effects. I mean, I'm sure you're getting paid quite a bit to do so. Try and save some of your soul. That's just my opinion. But those of you who have been vaccinated, and this is where it gets really, really hard for me to talk about this, because everybody, I'm one of the very few people who have not been vaccinated that I know. You are going to lose or have a very, very hard time with those who have been vaccinated. For example, in Indiana, the CEO of the life insurance company, One America, he stated that deaths between people ages 18 to 64, they are up 40%. That's big. That's really big. Deaths among 18 to 64-year-olds who normally don't die, again, they're up 40%. This was in 2021, and that's versus pre-pandemic levels. That's huge. They've never seen anything like this before in the history of that company. Normally, if you look at the death rates of the population, they normally don't fluctuate too much. They really don't change. They're pretty stable. It would take something really big to have a 40% increase in the death rate of 18 18 to 64-year-olds. But it's not just One America. It's other insurance companies and hospitals that are noticing this trend. The thing is, it's not COVID that is killing these people. In Indiana, COVID deaths are down in 2021. Whatever is causing this, it's bigger and deadlier than COVID, and it's affecting nearly everyone. You think you're going to hear anything from the CDC? No, there are nothing about this. Mainstream media, nothing. Because this goes completely against the narrative of get the vaccine, get the vaccine. Here are some clues that we have as to what could possibly be causing all of these deaths, this huge increase of deaths between 18 and 64-year-olds. The main thing is these deaths started only after the vaccines rolled out. Again, all of these deaths, they are not related to COVID. These people, they are dying from a variety of causes, not just a single cause. It's not just COVID. So this rules out food or air-based pathogens. It has to affect a massive number of people to get an effect that size. Something is affecting at least half the population of people in Indiana. I mean, honestly, could it be the vaccine? We know that the vaccine has horrible side effects. Right now, there is a huge push for vaccines by the Indiana governor. Governor Eric Holcomb has doubled down on the drive to get everybody in the state vaccinated. Indiana has a lot of vaccinated people. I think they are right in the area of 70% also. But here's the thing. This insurance company, One America, that is, and it's not just One America, as I said. Insurance companies across Indiana and across the country are now seeing the same thing. Not only are they seeing a huge increase in the number of deaths between 18 and 64-year-olds, they're seeing an uptick in disability claims. I know of two people that had major, still having major side effects after getting this vaccine. And again, I don't claim to be popular. I don't claim to know a lot of people. So for me to know two people that are having serious side effects, actually it's now four now that I didn't think about it. Four people that have serious side effects after receiving this vaccine. Can you imagine if we expanded that out through the whole country? Brian Tabor, the president of the Indiana Hospital Association, said the hospitals across the state are being flooded with patients with many different conditions. Brian Tabor said, unfortunately, the average Hoosier's health has declined during the pandemic. Why is that? Is it because of the lockdown? Or is it because people are getting vaccinated? The number of hospitalizations in Indiana is now higher than before the COVID vaccine was introduced a year ago. And in fact, it's higher than it's been in the last 5 years. That is according to Dr. Lindsay Weaver, who is Indiana's chief medical officer. So again, whatever is killing these people is worse than COVID. It can't be COVID since we have so many vaccinated people with our safe and effective vaccines, right? Sarcasm. I hope you guys caught that. What is causing these people who should not be dying? 18 to 64. Listen, at that point, you're pretty much kind of in the prime of your life. 18 to 40, you should be, have no problem. 40 to 64, yeah, you got a little arthritis. You're slowing down a little. But in no way, shape, or form, unless you have cancer, you should be dying. But people are dying, and they're not releasing why. But what they're saying is it's not COVID. There's multiple issues. They're not releasing how many people have been vaccinated. Listen, I got this shit ran all over me when that Denver Bronco wide receiver, the former Denver Bronco wide receiver, was found dead in his apartment. He was vaccinated. And I said, listen, that sucks. That's horrible that he died. But look at the athletes around the planet. They're dropping like flies. If you play soccer and you've had this vaccine, I would be afraid. It seems that, and it's been proven that the spike proteins that they use in this vaccine, they thought that it would stay in the arm. I'm not a doctor, but I know that that would be ridiculous. How, if you're injecting it into any part of the bloodstream, it's going to travel. Well, they do travel, and they travel a lot of times into the hearts and in the lungs. And what they do is that spike protein is the deadly part of the coronavirus. It's not the little beach ball thing. It's not the little nucleus. It's the spike protein that causes all the problems, because that's what adheres to the cells. That's what adheres to the wall lining of the heart, the lining of the lungs, and it irritates it and it inflames it. Why do you think there's so much myocarditis in the youth now? We still don't realize why it affects males more than females, but it affects them. Children, kids, young adults that have never had a heart issue in their life, they get this vaccine, and all of a sudden, their chest is hurting. They think they're having a heart attack. They've got a swollen, inflamed heart, and it's from the spike protein. The spike protein they're finding is in this body at least 6 months. Oh, what are you doing every 6 months? You're getting a booster. So you are constantly injecting the spike protein, which is attacking your body on a constant basis. So we can expect to see, as these boosters get introduced, you need one every 3 months. You need one every 3 months. You get that first big dose of that spike protein, and your body over time will get rid of it until every 3 to 4 months. Now you got to get another booster. What's in that booster? The spike protein. Your body will never, ever be able to get rid of the spike protein, which is damaging your heart, damaging your lungs, damaging your vital organs, and damaging your reproductive organs. This is not up for debate. This is not my opinion. These are proven in peer-reviewed studies time and time again. This is what is going on. You are injecting poison into your body. You are going to feel the effects of that. To all my family members, my friends that continue to get boosters, you're hurting yourself. You're going to kill yourself. It pains me to tell you that. But 3 to 5 years, I don't even, you know, it may not even take that long. It pains me to tell you, but we're going to see a large loss of life due to this vaccine. And those who have taken this vaccine and they continue to get the boosters, if they don't die, they're going to be very, very, very sick. You cannot continue to put this intrusive and deadly spike protein in your body without any adverse side effects. And they're calling the unvaccinated the idiots. They're calling us not human. They're calling us murderers. The vaccinated are the ones that are perpetuating this pandemic by allowing these mutations to take place. They are spreading it to each other and contracting it from each other. Those of us who have had COVID, and let's be honest, I'm going to receive a lot of hate mail for saying this. I can hear it now, but I hope if you have not had COVID yet, that you get COVID, you get Omicron. Don't let the news scare you. You are not going to die from Omicron. You may have a bad day or two. We get one every single year. I was just sick this past week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, exhausted. Head just stuffed up, didn't feel right. I don't know if I had Omicron or not. I hope I did. Because then that just adds to the antibodies that my body is producing. You know, a couple shows ago, I said, hey, if you've had COVID before, you can't get it again. Well, Omicron is different. Omicron, the variants, the mutations in Omicron, we're finding that even if you've had COVID, you can get it. If you're vaccinated, you're going to get Omicron. It's just like a cold. You're going to get it. And that's the key. It's just like a cold. But we have people out there wearing masks everywhere they go, subjecting their children to wearing masks. Schools are shutting down because of Omicron. Where was this urgency in 2019, 2018, and before? There wasn't any. Listen, it benefits us all if Omicron becomes the dominant strain. It turns into a cold. And that's what this virus is going to do. It's not going to kill like it has before. It's going to be a cold. It may be a bad flu every now and then. It's a coronavirus. That's what they do. But listen, right now, if we go by the government's numbers, 70% of America has been vaccinated. You can use your own numbers in your country, wherever you're listening. But in America, not including illegal immigrants that this administration has allowed to cross, but right now there's about 3.3 million people in America. If we go by the government's numbers, about 70% of them are vaccinated. That leaves us at 2.3 million people. So in other words, 2.3 million people in this country have been vaccinated. Let's just say, and I'm going to lowball it here, with the rates that are going between the people that are dying and the people that are permanently disabled, in my estimation, and again, I'm lowballing it, within 3 to 5 years, 1.1 million people will have perished on top of the normal death rates in this country. Now, take your country and add that to it. And let's do this. Let's look at the world. The world population, 7.9 billion people on this planet. Let's just say half of those people have been vaccinated. That leaves 3.9 billion people that have been vaccinated. So if we look at 3.9 billion people that have been vaccinated, let's just go and say 40% of those are going to either die of this vaccine or they're going to have lifelong debilitating disabilities. That is 1.58 billion people. And that is lowballing it. There is no doubt anymore that this vaccine is hurting people. And it's not just hurting people in America. It's hurting people everywhere. Anybody that takes a vaccine is taking a risk. Why you would risk your child, your toddler, is beyond me. I can't fathom that thought process of injecting my toddler child with an unknown substance. The fear that you must be feeling, I can't fathom it. And if any of my listeners have done that, sorry, I feel for you. I couldn't live in that much fear. I don't know how you function in life being that fearful. 1.58 billion people will either be dead or debilitated. You can't tell me that this isn't a depopulation plan. And it's only going to get worse because you got to get more and more shots. So that 1.58, half of that may be debilitated. Turn that full-blown 1.58 million or billion people dead on this planet because of a vaccine to a virus that has caused mass hysteria. mass formation psychosis to a large portion of this planet. How do you know if you are suffering a psychotic episode due to COVID? If you are injecting your toddler with this quote-unquote vaccine, you have fallen prey to this. If you're driving in a car alone with a mask on, you've fallen victim to this. If you walk into a public place and you look at someone who's not wearing a mask with disdain, you're falling into this trap. If you look at someone who's unvaccinated, or you just changed your life because you don't want to be around unvaccinated people, you have a form of psychosis. In no way, shape, or form should this virus alter how you live your life. If this has changed your life, you need to take stock of your life. You need to step back and say, whoa, why are these unvaccinated, these natural immunity people doing so well? Why are they doing so well? They aren't going out and without masks. They're having parties. They're getting together. They're not getting sick like we, the vaccinated, are. Look at the facts. Don't listen to what the media, don't listen to what Fauci, don't listen to what Biden is telling you. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the vaccinated. Honestly, I don't care if you're vaccinated. I will steer clear. The best way I know who to steer clear of, and they make it very easy. If I'm in a store, I'm social distancing from anyone wearing a mask because the level of fear that they have, they've been vaccinated. So therefore, they're carrying that virus. I would rather stand and talk to somebody face to face who is not wearing a mask. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the vaccinated. And until the population of this country and of this planet realizes the value of natural immunity, we are never going to get through this pandemic. It's never going to happen because you cannot vaccinate yourself out of this pandemic. It's not going to happen. It's going to make things 10 times worse. When you realize that you will get COVID, it's only a matter of time. And I hope when you do, it's a mild case, because therefore you're still building antibodies that are 10 to 20 times more effective and more longer lasting than the vaccine. For those of you who have listened to the show and just berated me through email and through messaging about the fact that I refuse to get vaccinated, I hope this sheds some light. I'm scared for my friends and family. And I'm going to have friends and family listen to this show. And I don't know if I've ever told them how afraid I am, but I am. There is more and more proof every single day how deadly this vaccine is. The vaccine, in my opinion, is deadlier than the virus at this point. Because unless you get Delta, if you get Omicron, you're fine. Your vaccine's not going to stop it either. So what's the point? Omicron needs to take over Delta as the dominant strain. And if it does, why even get a vaccine? Because the vaccines don't work against it. So you're getting boosters against a variant that is really no longer in existence. And if it is, the odds of you getting that are slim to none. But yet you're still going to inject this stuff. And you're still going to look at the unvaccinated and those who have had COVID with disdain, that they're murderers. They're not even human. What has happened to this world? You need to look in the mirror. And if you're wearing a mask wherever you go, and if you're getting all the boosters, you need to really step back and say, am I being manipulated? For those of us who have family and friends that are in the same boat, we need to help them out. The place they're at is not a healthy place. People cannot live their lives being so afraid. We're going to get it. We are all going to get it. Again, when you get it, when your children get it, these people that are vaccinating their children as if that will stop them from getting sick. Getting sick as a child is a good thing. Yes, it sucks to see your child sick, but you're building up that immune system. It will help them as they get older. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll be the show this week. I really, truly hope you learned something, because everything I said on this show is 100% factual and can be backed up. I know a lot of you are not liking what you're hearing. You don't think it's true. I have the facts to back it up. You know, not like he needs the listeners of the money, but Joe Rogan recently on his podcast had two incredible podcasts, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone. You owe it to yourself. I'm not a Joe Rogan huge fan. I'm not a huge Joe Rogan fan, but the knowledge and the information that both of these doctors gave to the listeners, unbelievable. And it blows the lid off of what is happening. If you have friends or family that are just terrified, have them listen to these podcasts. They are absolutely full of information, and it's information that you will not hear anywhere but from these people, and they have the facts to prove them. I wish every one of you well. I hope everybody stays safe and stays healthy. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.